Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight.
It is going to be party time this weekend. Labor Day weekend. Yay! Get out and have fun. Barbecue. Have friends over. Go to the lakes. Go to the mountains. Do some hiking. Do some camping. Just have fun. Getting so tired of all this messed up garbage. You know, when I use the term garbage, I actually mean the S word. All of this garbage that we're having to go through. Well, happy Wednesday to you. We're going to get over this hump day with ease. We are just going to slide right across it because we know the truth. So we just have to figure out a way to fight back against government legislation, government mandates. This is getting really just, I would say, almost comical, but you can't because it's not funny. It's the Monica J. Show. It's your show. Live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada, whatever you want to talk about. I got a couple of specific things that I want to bring to you, though, this morning. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. If you want to send me an email, just like Dave did right about 15 minutes before the show started. And I have to point out what he brought to me because that's just too funny. Just too funny. And, of course, talk and text, 884-9910. Coming up a little bit later in the show, we'll tell you how serious other countries are about COVID and what they're doing to protect their entire country. So that's scary. That's just a joke. Something hysterical, though. People at it again. Stealing signs. And I have seen some absolutely awesome retaliation. So one gentleman, you might have seen this floating around on Facebook, but he actually electrified his Trump sign, you know, because you've got that little, you know, wire stand that has to has to go into the ground and just, you know, shocked the person who was trying to steal it. So somebody else had a little bit bigger sign. And it was stiffer. It wasn't one of those light plastic ones. And he affixed mouse traps on the back side of it. So when you grabbed it from the top to pull it out, the mouse trap went off. Okay. So somebody else put like a booby trap on there. As you pull it out of the ground, it pulls the wire. And the person was pelted with paintballs. Which is just, this is just stuff is just hysterical. You know, nobody wants a Biden sign. So nobody worries about those getting stolen. I have seen a couple in my neighborhood, though, which is really, really scary to think that there are somewhat smart people out there that will actually vote for Biden just because they hate Trump. Really? He hasn't done something that you've been impressed with? Whether it be bringing home hostages, saving our children, cracking down on all these pedophile and rings and all of these sex trafficking rings. Really? Nothing? Not one little thing that, yeah, okay, just the hatred runs deep. Talk about preference for your party. preference for yourself. The hypocrisy runs rampant. You know, of course, most people have seen the video now here in Nevada with Governor Sisolak having dinner, live entertainment, no masks, people sitting close together, leaning into each other, talking. And he has to make something up. Oh, well, ambient music, background music, that's, you know, that's not against the mandate. When it is coming from people, it is. When you have a singer up there that is singing, because your logic says when you sing, you're spewing out even more deadly virus. Even though all these other musicians are shut down and out of work. Ambient background music for a restaurant is over satellite. A CD playing in the back. Something coming through the speakers. It's not a live group of musicians and singers. So that's our hypocrisy that we've seen our schmuck perpetrate on us on a regular basis. Always seen out and about. And thank you for the pictures. He's always seen out and about without a mask or whatnot. Close quarters. Actually, his staff, too. Have numerous pictures of his staff out smoking. No masks. No social distancing. Just sitting on a back step somewhere. Somewhere around the Capitol. Now, of course, the queen of the Democrats just has to really, really show what she's all about. Hopefully you've seen this. Nancy Pelosi was caught on security camera footage that was released because the owner of this salon is furious. She has one of those types of salons where she rents chairs to different stylists. So they all have their keys and they can do, you know, what they want. Well, Nancy's people called up this stylist, wanted to get Nancy a blowout. I'd like to give Nancy a blowout. So, of course, she went in. No mask. But when it comes to light, she immediately passes the blame. She passes the blame to her assistant. The assistant passes the blame to the stylist. You know, we follow all the rules, blah, 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 blah. We, you know, stylists can have a, you know, one customer at a time. And yeah, that's all well and good. But Nancy, the mandate says you got to wear a mask. But the real mandate says, for some odd reason, don't ask me. This is just bizarre. No blow dryers. No blow dryers. Now, the guys might be unfamiliar with this. Because this is really a lady thing. But a blowout is where you go and you get your hair washed and you just, you know, no styling tools except for a brush and a blow dryer. Just blow dry it nice and straight and give it some volume. Looks beautiful. Yeah, that's what Nancy had done. And that's what you're not supposed to have done. Because the crazy rules that the crazy Democrats put in place. They really do think that we're stupid. And I am seeing this more and more often. They honestly believe we are stupid. We can't think for ourselves. We can't make the decisions if we want to go out or not. Heck, we can't even make our own decisions if this is a real virus or not. Well, the virus is real. Yeah, people are getting sick. But they're not dying. Like they perpetrated this huge hoax on us. They lied to us. The numbers are coming out. The studies are coming out. That's the unfortunate thing with a virus, with any type of illness, especially if it's new. If it's new, you don't know what's going to happen. And I get that. But when you shut down an entire economy, not only for one country, but for the world, this is the worst possible thing, I think, next to war, that we've ever seen. The damage from this lie, and I do mean lie, because as more comes out with Fauci, as more comes out with Gates, as more comes out with the WHO, we're going to see. And more people see every single day. The damage is incalculable. It really is. I mean, when you have people committing suicide, how bad does it have to be? Less than 10,000 people have actually died from complications from COVID-19. Everybody else, extremely severe conditions. And we knew that that was going to come around. Now, that's U.S. numbers. Supposedly, 180,000 people, which, by the way, is being blamed on Trump, because they can't blame the riots on Trump. They keep trying, but no, people are smarter than that. People have caught on that the mainstream media is lying, that they are just a tool of the Democrats, and they're getting their news elsewhere. So can't blame the riots on Trump, all Democrat-controlled areas. Let's see, can't blame, the economic distress that the Democrat-controlled states are still holding out for in this big relief package that they want, because they were already having financial problems anyway. So the decision has been made that, hey, if your state is still closed, we're not giving you any relief money. Which, I know it's going to hit us hard in Nevada, but I wholeheartedly support. Because you're going to see more and more that the Democrats here in Nevada right now are going to start raising taxes and charging you more for things, fees, whatever you want to call them. But President Trump will continue to bring taxes down. So who's doing better for the people of this country. And it makes you wonder about the socialists and communists that are in power around the world already. Look at the countries who didn't shut down, who didn't force masks on people. No different. Yet how has this affected you? Did you get laid off? Did you lose your business? Do you still not have any unemployment? Got a letter from somebody just yesterday. May 1st, she filed. Still nothing. When are you going to say something? I've been saying it all along. But when are you going to say something? Because if you all just admitted it, that we were lied to, that this isn't a deadly disease, just open up. We have greater numbers than they will ever have. And that includes Democrats who want this state back open as well. If we just went back to business, there's nothing that Sisolak and his minions could do. Remember, we the people. We'll be back after this. Talk and text lines are open, 884-9910. Let's talk about the hypocrisy of it all on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk, 99.1.
Yes, woohoo to you. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Hey, today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. If you could defund, since we're talking about defunding the police everywhere, if you could defund any government program, which one would you choose first? Which one would you choose first? Got a couple in there already. NPR/PBS, Planned Parenthood, the arts. You can go in and put your own. But love to hear what your thought is on that. Yesterday's poll question has me flabbergasted. I did not expect this. Do you believe Agenda 2030 and a globalist takeover of the world governments are real? Wow. 88% of those participating in the poll said yes. Only 12% said no. I honestly thought that would be more like 50-50. So thank you. Opening up the eyes and being awake to what's going on around us is the only way that we're going to be able to be saved. Love, love, love this. So this is from Dave this morning before we started the show. Here's the observation for you. Locusts infest or live in a given area, consuming all resources and then moving somewhere else where they proceed to do it all over again. Liberals live in a given area, voting for more and more taxes and regulations and voting for politicians who do likewise. Then when things become too expensive, cost of living, etc., they move somewhere else where they proceed to do it all over again. So my question, liberals, locusts, what's the difference? That is a fantastic observation. Couple of other things coming through the text lines this morning. Thank you so much. I did not know this. Protests are going to be held at the Kentucky Derby this weekend for Breonna Taylor. Really? The Kentucky Derby. Okay. Nothing is safe. People thought college football was going to be safe. It's not safe either. Special rules for special people, Open Nevada Now. Please mention that witch Nancy Pelosi, they do as I say, but not as I do person. Yeah. They even, I didn't see this, they actually had the whole situation with Nancy Pelosi's hypocrisy, getting that blowout at a closed salon. It made local news. They had it on Channel 11 last night. So is even some in the media getting fed up with all the BS that they're outspreading? This whole virus shutdown? Oh, love this one. Nancy is a 78-year-old virus that won't go away. Well, there is more coming out from the, I don't know if I want to call him a whistleblower, but the Democrat operative. That just sounds so much more sinister, doesn't it? The Democrat operative. And it makes me question who really should be in the government. And I'll explain why after we come back from this Fox News break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And I was accused on my Facebook page of just being all doom and gloom and nothing good. And well, let me tell you, there's everything good in this world. There are still so many good things. But if I don't point out, that's all mainstream media does, is points out the fluff or something tragic to blame on Trump. That's all well and good. But I want you to be informed. I want you to know what's going on. So, poll question today brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. If you could defund any government program, which one would be first? We are get 50% out of the ones that are up there, the Endowment for the Arts, NPR, PBS, Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood, 50% so far of people participating. Yesterday's poll question: do you believe Agenda 2030 and a globalist takeover of all world governments are real? Because, you know, it is online on their website, right? The United Nations website, the official United Nations website. So for the 12% of the people out there who do not believe it, could you go to their website and read Agenda 2030 just as a courtesy? Because you're dragging down the rest of us. But here we go. 88% actually believe that, yes, this is what's going on. So you have to stop and ask yourself, okay, what is the end result of this? This COVID hoax? Because it is everywhere around us. Look at all of the commercials, the marketing out there. National, local, everybody wearing masks. It's a new normal. Play along. That horrid tagline, we're all in this together. No, we're not. It's affecting all of us differently, and for some, worse than others. But there will always be that group of people who just wants to play along, who just wants to, you've heard me say it for politicians, but it's for the rest of the world as well, to go along to get along. So what's the end game? What are we all moving towards? And how come some countries are moving faster than others? Because of their governments. So found this little ditty out of Ireland today. And I just thought I would share it with you.
Ireland is created to protect our society and our economy. Built in Ireland by the Rock U Group, the system uses the very best COVID-19 testing, combined with the latest mobile technologies. Health Passport Ireland is powered by proven and validated systems, allowing us all to take safer steps in our return to our normal way of life. Here's how it works. With Health Passport Ireland, everyone can now be tested for COVID-19 at any time, which helps to protect you, your family, our jobs, and our economy. Your COVID-19 test will be performed with highly accurate serological or swab tests. Your test is performed by a medical professional. After your COVID-19 test, an authorized healthcare administrator creates your Health Passport Ireland account. Your login details will be emailed to you immediately with a link to download your Health Passport mobile app. The authorized healthcare administrator securely updates your COVID-19 test results in your Health Passport. Once activated, you can easily display your COVID-19 status on your mobile. Your Health Passport can be scanned if you wish, which helps protect those around us. Your COVID-19 status will efficiently display as green, amber, or red, dependent on your test results. This allows us to go about our daily activities in a safer way. We can all use Health Passport Ireland in many ways, such as travel, hospitality, education, healthcare, construction, offices, entertainment, visits, and much, much more. Naturally, the validity of your COVID-19 test will expire over time, so an automatic reminder will be sent when it's time to be tested again. Your status will move to amber when your test period has expired. Health Passport Ireland does not use Bluetooth or track your location. This preserves your privacy. The systems can work in harmony with existing government contact tracing apps. When a vaccine becomes available, your official vaccination status can also be displayed within your Health Passport. You can even keep a diary of your international travel and events you have attended. Health Passport Ireland can be linked to existing secure medical systems if required, for example, at your GP or hospital. You can visit www.healthpassportireland.ie for more information. Health Passport Ireland.
Yeah, that's not good. Did you really listen to what that nice little computerized voice was saying? Complete tracking. Entertainment, school, healthcare, shopping. So anything that you want to do in life, absolutely anything, you have to be a part of this tracking. Or, well, you don't get to go to the hospital. You don't get to go buy groceries. You don't get to go to the movies. So why did they start with Ireland? Follow the money. Small country. Easily manipulable. Trust me, that's going to be coming everywhere. Why would they even do that if now the stories are coming out from the actual reporters who go dig deep that the test is way too sensitive? So 90% of these tests that are coming up positive, you have a cold. You have some form of flu. You have... during flu season, you have some sort of virus. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Mark this morning. Wants to talk about the end game. What do you think, Mark?
Well, it's part of the problem with trying to get people to see what's really happening is the end is actually, you know, the result of all this is much scarier than the virus. And they actually have it posted on the internet. Anybody can look it up at the World Economic Forum, and they call it the Great Reset. And if you do even a half an hour of research on it, you'll find out that it's all about resetting the entire globe and implementing their Agenda 21 and all the other nonsense that they have out there. And, you know, like I said, a half an hour of research in that one simple page will tell you exactly what the result of all of this is going to be, and it's actually far more terrifying than any so-called virus, which doesn't exist in the first place.
Yeah, because 9 million, you, me, our friends, our family, our neighbors, the Democrats, Republicans, it doesn't matter what political party you are, because that's just a bunch of, you know, that's something to keep us busy. 9 million people they want removed from the earth. So they're just basically. Go ahead.
I would say more like 90%, somewhere around 6 or 7 billion.
Yeah.
I think that's the ultimate end goal. I mean, they even put it up on in stone somewhere there in Georgia.
Georgia, yeah. Yeah, the Georgia guidestones. Mark, thank you
like
so
I
much.
Said, this is, it makes it so terrifying that's actually true, and you just can't convince somebody of that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and that's what I want to know. Is it that people just don't want to know? Because they don't think that they would be a part of that? Or that they just really can't see that, you know, oh, we've got the government to protect us. No, this would never happen. Well, it's happened before. Like Mark said, it's all online. It's out there. You can see it for yourself. All this other stuff, the protests, the riots, the men against women, the black against white, the Jews against the Muslims, everybody against the Christians, it's all just to keep you distracted from the big picture. We'll be back with more on that Democrat operative when we come back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Also, talk and text at 884-9910. And here's a couple of quick updates for you. You can't, or not updates, but more realities. You can't look at what's happening today, what's happening right now, and think that this is the start of it. This is the finishing of it. Remember what happened, I think it was about 10 years ago. Forrest, thank you for reminding me this. I think it was about 10, 12 years ago. A bunch of government agencies were being weaponized. And when I say weaponized, I mean weaponized. They were getting ARs and machine guns and rifles and all kinds of things for the government. And when I talk about the groups, I'm talking about the EPA, the BLM, not that BLM, the actual Bureau of Land Management. You know, departments that really don't have any need for weapons, tanks. Police forces getting all this stuff too. So you have to connect the dots literally over the past 100 years. And the reason I say 100 years is because as we look at the medical institutions, thank you, Forrest, again for that text. Think about this. The FDA needs to be drained. It's a swamp of doctors. They need to be educated to serve the human body, not destroy it. Fire your doctor. Where do doctors get their education? Where do we look at for all of this great information? John Hopkins, maybe? John Hopkins School of Medicine? Well, in 2010, the Rockefeller Foundation's lockstep paper and the John Hopkins event 2001 predicted and rehearsed for a pandemic. The two organizations have a long history of collaboration ever since 1916, when the John Hopkins School of Hygiene and Public Health was founded with funding from the Rockefeller Foundation. And since then, they've been inseparable. This information is out there. It's easy to find. John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, the Rockefellers, the Gates Foundation, it's all connected. Trump the other day said something in a press conference and somebody asked him, what do you mean? Who's in control? Who's pulling Biden's strings? Trump said, you don't know them. They're the names that aren't in the news the other day. They're the shadow government. And it's not a shadow government over the United States. It is a shadow government over the entire world, controlled by a few. Controlling the Democrats here in this state. Do you really think that Sisolak was the man for the job? Well, Bloomberg helped him get the job. There's another one of those names. Bloomberg. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Kevin this morning. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for calling the show.
Yeah, hi, Monica. This is really scary, but it's just the way I feel, and I know you've talked a lot about this, but they're doing the vaccine at warp speed. I guess they're not even going to go through all the test phases. They're going to try to come out with it as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And once that vaccine is out, they're going to do the same thing with all these commercials about love, just like they're doing with now everybody wears masks. They're going to be doing the same thing to get everybody to take that vaccine and get their DNA or their RNA, whatever, changed.
Well, look
and
at what they do with
in there.
HPV, the human papillomavirus. Now every child, because you love them, has to be vaccinated for a cancer they may never even get.
Oh, yeah, it's a big ploy to get everybody to get this vaccine. And like the Ireland commercial said, you know, you can't go to the movies or do anything unless you got a card or some kind of a chip in you that proves you've got it. And they're just, it's just a way to control people and go to the new world government. And I'm just very, very scared about this whole thing. But anyhow, love your show. Keep up
Thanks,
the good
Kevin.
Work. We'll talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye. Have a great day. This is the thing, you know, let's see. Who's it? David just sent me a quick note here. I noted this since May 31st of 2020. Nevadans need to flat stop going and getting testing for the COVID virus. This will drive Sisolak crazy as the narrative for his fake rules have to be changed. Let's make him move his cheese. He will be mad as hell. It's true. I keep asking this, David. It's like with all this information coming out, which now, of course, Facebook is blocking because it doesn't fit their narrative because they're owned by all these other people, you know, and even those people, the Zuckerbergs, the Obamas, the Clintons, they're not even in the high rank. These are just people that they've paid to do this stuff. So what are you going to do? Don't get tested. Because if you get tested, that test is so sensitive that, well, it's going to say you have it. It's going to say you're positive. And we've already seen this is all to create confusion, the illusion of safety. You know, the vaccine, oh, that'll say, really? You know, there is no scientific study that actually shows these vaccines work and that they don't cause other things, such as autism, such as cancer down the line, and other things. What are you going to do for your health and your family's health? Educate yourself.